It is Wednesday, August 15th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
The KUAF website giveaway is offering event passes to the Fayetteville Roots Festival, August 23rd through the 26th. One winner will receive 2 4-day passes, which feature access to the Friends of the Festival backstage concert, late-night passes, plus the main stage. The drawing is Friday, August 17th, that's this Friday, during the noon edition of Ozarks at Large. Registration information are available at KUAF.com.
Later on this edition of Ozarks, the region's largest classroom. Kyle spends some time at Ozark Natural Science Center. Next month, the annual visits from thousands of public school students to the remote setting will begin. And local chefs use local food to build a menu for local fundraisers.
First, the city of Springdale has more money for capital improvements today than it did yesterday. Yesterday, voters approved a 3-component bond measure totaling $71 million. The Parks Department will receive $17 million. Rick McWhorter, head of the city's Parks Department, says that the money could go toward building 2 new parks. The money will cover land and development costs of a park in the southeast part of the city, as well as land costs for another park in the northwestern section of Springdale. McWhorter says that the new parks would contain much-needed upgrades to city athletic facilities.
One of our most pressing needs right now is more ball fields for our youth. Also, with this, we can possibly build a softball complex for our adults. By doing that, we'll be able to address both of those needs. With enough property, we'll be able to go ahead and probably do some more soccer fields. And then on top of that, we're looking at some of the other amenities that people, if they would prefer, putting in. We know we need more tennis facilities. We know that there's, without a doubt, the passive type of recreation with some detention ponds and walking trails and those kinds of things would be included.
The Parks Department was not the only department in Springdale to receive a boost from the bonds. Springdale voters also approved a $45 million bond for street improvements. Most of that money will go toward constructing a new interchange at Interstate 540 and Don Tyson Parkway. Sam Goad, head of the city's Public Works Department, says that although people commonly refer to the department as the Streets Department, it is not responsible for street construction. However, Goad says that part of the bond money could go to improving another section of Don Tyson Parkway.
There's a 3-lane section of Don Tyson Parkway between 40th Street and Chapman, I believe, that will need to be expanded to 4 lanes that matches the Don Tyson on either side of that 3-lane. That's going to be important, especially when the interchange is complete and nationally there's going to be a lot more traffic enter Don Tyson off of the new interchange. That's going to be, in my opinion, a critical project that can be funded from the bond money.
In addition to streets and parks, a $9 million bond was approved for the construction of 3 new fire departments.
And also last night in Springdale, the City Council approved an agreement with the Arkansas and Missouri Railroad that will advance construction of parts of the Razorback Regional Greenway in the city. Patsy Christie is the director of the Springdale's Planning and Community Development Department.
Part of the Razorback Greenway in Springdale is designed to be a tunnel underneath the railroad crossing on Spring Creek, just to the south of downtown. And in order to be able to do that tunnel, we had to give a licensing and agreement with the Arkansas-Missouri Railroad to allow that to happen. And that's what went before council last night. They have approved our design. We're ready to move forward with it. They asked us to obtain a liability policy for that crossing, and we got all that stuff worked out. Council approved it, and so that's one more piece of the right-of-way and the easements that we need in order to move forward with construction of the greenway.
Christie says that the city is on track to finish its portion of the greenway by December 2013.
This week, a Fayetteville restaurant that built an outdoor music stage without approval from the city's planning commission was cleared to keep that stage. Buck Naked Barbecue off of Shiloh Drive in Uptown Fayetteville was initially granted a conditional use permit in April to allow outdoor music on an existing patio on the east side of the building. After the original permit was granted, the restaurant constructed a larger stage between 30 and 40 feet east of where the stage was initially approved. The stage was also constructed in a building setback, a mandatory buffer space between the street and any development. Andrew Garner, senior planner with the City of Fayetteville, says that planners' main concern was whether the permit for outdoor music would adversely affect nearby neighbors.
The commission didn't feel like it would cause adverse impacts to the surrounding businesses. There's just a big transportation corridor along the east, and mainly commercial businesses. So I think they were fine with it as far as from the land use compatibility issue. The fact that they actually installed it there without a permit, first of all, was certainly not something to be condoned, but they came back to the commission afterward, and I think the commission kind of told them, you know, you shouldn't have put it there, but we'll allow it to be there anyway.
The Kingfish Bar on Dixon Street also received a modification to its conditional use permit that would allow the bar to have outdoor music until 1 in the morning during the Fayetteville Roots Festival later this month. The commission also approved a conditional use permit for organizers of the Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue camping area at the Washington County Fairgrounds. The campgrounds were run in the past without a permit because of a misunderstanding about whether county or city planning officials had jurisdiction over the county fairgrounds.
Yesterday, the Razorback men's basketball team won its third straight game of the team's four-game tour of Italy. The Hogs toppled Atletas of Lithuania for the second time in as many days, with a final score of 84-67. Junior Mardrakis Wade racked up 19 points for the Razorbacks, sophomore BJ Young netted 12 points, and Michael Qualls scored 11. The Hogs will have a few days off before the final game of their Italy sweep. They play the All-Star Italy team Friday in Rome.
Tonight, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain. Lows will be in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain. Maybe a thunderstorm. Highs will be in the 90s throughout the region. And tomorrow night, overcast, 50% chance of rain. Lows in northwest Arkansas tomorrow night around 63. Lower 70s tomorrow night for the Arkansas River Valley.